Like Regent Locke, I need to thank a few folks, but he's already taken care of a few. I need to really thank the Northwest community. I know all of you were involved in putting the search process together back, you know, really last summer, but throughout the fall. So thank you all. I know that you all were involved in the various interview stages, et cetera. The selection committee, I know you guys worked very hard and did a lot of things, and I was very impressed by your work. Certainly the Board of Regents. You know what? You can say what you want, but I tell you what, my respect for the Board of Regents is right there. They, as a group, they are committed to being stewards for this state, stewards for this community, and stewards for this university. And we're going to work together as a partnership. I promise you that. We have to thank our students because, you know, I know students have been involved, and thank you for many of you for being here. I went out for a little jog this morning and ran through a little bit of campus and happened to come across a couple of prospects, they had committed to the university, and just chatted with a sophomore to be, and he was headed to his summer class, and I tell you what, he was thrilled about the academic experience and what Northwest brings to him. So that was a good thing to do this morning. We need to thank President Mrs. Hubbard. Can we give them a round of applause, please? I talked to Dean this morning, and I'll tell you what, folks, he's on a weekend that he deserves just to rest, and he was watching kids fish and all that. But you know, I came here a long, long time ago with my wife. I don't know, 23 years or so. This university has changed dramatically, and we owe President Hubbard, Mrs. Hubbard, a debt of gratitude for that. Also, being that it's Memorial Day weekend, I think it's important. I've had a lot of alums call and email and Facebook and all of that, and you know what? It's interesting. The memories come back, and you know, some faculty that I got to know have passed away, you know, over the years, staff, certainly students. Being that it's Memorial Day weekend, I would ask for our fallen veterans a moment of silence, but also all of our friends and family from Northwest, just for a moment. Thank you. It's a thrilling time at Northwest Missouri State University. We've got a lot of good things going on. This campus is beautiful. The faculty and staff, I don't know all of the faculty staff. I know some, I know many. And I tell you what, having traveled the countryside, getting to know a lot of faculty and staff and really organizational staff throughout the country, Northwest has got some great, great folks. And that's where you start. People say, John, are you student-centered? No. Did I just say that? No. Are you faculty and staff centered? No. Are you people centered? Yes. You've got to be people centered, folks, and we're going to be people centered as we move forward. Enrollment, I'm told enrollment coming up in the fall, freshman enrollment, strong as ever and maybe the strongest. The Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. You know what? Carbolytics Material Company is bringing jobs to this region. I'm trying to scan newspapers to find that elsewhere. That's a great thing for the Northwest community. Certainly all of the good things that we do technology-wise at the university, and I could go and I can look at the faces and look at departments and name off so many, many. But you know what? I've talked to a couple of former faculty members and a couple of staff members here in the last 48 hours or so. And a couple of them reminded me of their time here, and they said, you know, the best thing I liked about Northwest was it was a teaching institution. I was able to talk with the students one-on-one, be a mentor, be a guide in the best way I could, and make a difference in the student's life. That's what's important in Northwest Missouri State University, and that's what we do with students, and that's what I'm looking forward to is being part of in terms of family. With that, I will stop and certainly entertain questions from anyone in the crowd. The tough ones can go to this person over here. I'll take the easy ones. So. Don't be shy. And I can do it informally, too. Go ahead. Go ahead.
In 5 years, where do you see Northwest Missouri State?
Okay, that's a Pretty easy answer. Northwest Missouri State University is strong today and is on the map. We'll be stronger, and I tell you what, we'll, as you look across the expanse of all of our academic programs, if you look to the expanse of the kind of the co-curricular, the student life experiences, the athletic experiences, we're going to look at each one and say, what are the students' needs in moving forward in terms of 2010, 2011, 2012, and make sure that we keep responding and changing. We've got a history here of responding to the changing needs of students, and we'll continue to do that. So we'll continue on this path.
Yeah. You said we have a strong base and a strong university, mm-hmm. but what are some of the challenges that you foresee right from the get-go?
Sure. Oh, there are no challenges that I see. there are opportunities. Hey, look, every organization has some challenges. You know, the economic environment brings that to every organization. But even without that going on, you know, no organization goes down some path that's perfect. And so whether or not you're a Missouri Quality Award winner, whether or not you're acclaimed as a great institution, which Northwest Missouri State is, hey, look, you've always got challenges. I think first and foremost, we have to look at the budget and know where we stand. We've got to do some analysis with the team that's in place. We've got a strong infrastructure. We've got a strong faculty and staff, but we've got to make sure that we're responding to the economic challenges that we have in front of us, not just today, but really in the future. We talk a lot about sustainability, by the way, and sustainability is not just a green concept, but it's really an organizational concept. So being sustainable for the short, medium, longer range future will certainly be an opportunity as we look at that. A lot of folks have asked me, what about personnel, president's cabinet and all that? You know, in my experiences, that's a fairly normal part of organizational life. And whether it be May 22nd of 2009 or, you know, December of 2010 or beyond, you're going to have those aspects. And so I don't really view that as a challenge per se. I think it's just a part of organizational life. So there's a couple that I could address. Okay.
In your tenure at the city council, as a city council person, what did you learn about the relationship with the town of Yale and how you plan to use that?
Yeah, I tried to put that out of my mind, Kirk, but thank you. Oh, there's a councilman in the room. Where's John at? There's at least one. I don't know who else is here. I can't see anybody in the crowd. But, you know, like a lot of town and gown relationships, I do think that there's opportunities for improvement there. And I think part of that is just perception. Oh, it's town and gown, so therefore it must not be that good. I actually think there are some strengths from which to build. But I do think that when you talk about relationship building, getting various faculty and staff, including the president, president's cabinet, and others, to work with key city leaders, I think is a very important aspect. You know, around the country, a lot of universities and cities are kind of coalescing and really starting to kind of build together. And I think we can do that here in the city of Maryville. I'll take it a step beyond, though, and say it's not just the city of Maryville. You know, in talking to Representative Graves, for example, this morning, I think there are opportunities to build relationships well beyond the city of Maryville, the state and beyond, and really get some help that the university can yield from various individuals. I'd also say from a business point of view, you know, it's not just the city of Maryville, but as you talk about economic development and beyond, I think there's some real opportunities to work with businesses and business leaders and various sectors, really, healthcare and service and education. But I think there's some opportunities that we really can get out there. I told somebody this morning, I don't plan on being in my office much. That might make Claudia pretty happy, I suppose. But I think we need to get out, listen and learn and really build those relationships, not just for the thought of doing it, but rather for a purpose, and the purpose is to help young men and women have better academic programming and co-curricular, but also to be able to launch their own careers. OK.
Would you like to address the openings that will be on your cabinet? How do you plan on proceeding with that? Will there be interns appointed, or are you going to a timeline when you hope to fill all those?
I'll address it generally. I won't do it specifically. I think that you have to look first at internal strength and succession that way. My gut feel is we've got some great people to look at a couple of the positions, you know, at the very least. I think a few of them yield a chance to go out national and get some new thinking and really a chance to bring in more people to the community. So already thinking through that process, and I believe that we'll look at the makeup of the cabinet and figure out what's right and be able to talk to a lot of people and building that collaboration. Just so you all know, those of you that have been involved in some of the interviews with myself, I believe in teamwork and a team-based environment, and I believe in getting out and listening and learning, and I think that'll be important. I hope my family believes that. I don't know why I say that, but I hope you guys would have approved. So.
Can we ask your team member, maybe,
to meet us? Yes, this is very much a collaborative effort.
How do you envision the role of the First Lady?
Support system, number one. My voice carries, we all know that. Support system, number one. So initially, it will be just getting our family settled, getting things readjusted. I'm sure John and I will have many conversations of where he feels that I could best be utilized. I have some thoughts of my own, things that I've been involved with the community over the years. And so as time permits, I will then begin to pursue those as well. And the role of First Lady, that has to be something that I learn. I plan on sitting down with Mrs. Hubbard and getting a couple debriefings.
She's got some big shoes to fill, really, from Mrs. Hubbard. And let's not forget, too, Denise is an alum of Northwest Missouri State University, which is a pretty neat opportunity.
Okay.
Any other questions? And again, we're welcome to stick around and ask, answer informally, et cetera. Yeah.
There's been some controversy in the past few months regarding student relations with the Board of Regents. No confidence, kind of mutterings about a lot of the public. How would you plan on bringing the two bodies together, kind of getting to where they can get into a workable relationship?
You know, one thing I've learned over the years is, you know, communication goes a long way, and you cannot over-communicate. And I think sometimes a lot of controversies, such as the one you're referencing, really break down because there's not clarity in terms of intent and what's going on. And like many things, the more you learn about situations, the more you understand that there's a lot behind the curtain that really was the intent was right and right there, and just not always clarified in terms of sitting out and talking with parties. You know, I plan on forging a very close relationship with students first and foremost, but also with the board. This university has got to have a partnership with the board and with its president and with its leaders. And I think, you know, as you talk about, say, a triple win, really the university, the board, and for all those that the board represents, and students, I think the triple win is imperative that you kind of put that as a triangle and keep that at the forefront in what you're doing. So build relationships, bring those folks together over time. We'll get it done. Anything else? We'll stick around. We'll answer the informal questions. Thank you sincerely for being here on a holiday weekend, a Friday afternoon, and we look forward to working with all of you.